Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, thanks to Cal and Hannah McNair for coming through. Jayla, you got to get it off your chest. Go ahead and get it off your chest, man. I know this is something that was a popular topic when the uniforms were being discussed. Get it off your chest, my friend.
All right, so let me be very clear about this. A couple things here. This isn't just pulling it out of thin air or projection or anything like that. And that's why I said this is not a boomer thing. Oh, the old Oilers guys, let it go, blah, blah, blah. No, let me lay this out for you and Figgy, and then tell me what you think. So, when this whole uniform redesign started, and a lot of people don't know this, the team says we're looking for this, 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 and this.
Correct.
All right?
Correct.
The team does not make the designs of the jerseys. They get designed and sent to the team for approval or adjustment or whatever by the NFL, Landry. The NFL designs all these uniforms, okay?
Correct.
Color schemes, predominant colors, et cetera, et cetera. Then they send them to the teams. I think Nike is their sponsor, correct, or their partner, and then say, okay, what would you like us to change? This, 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 and this. So the NFL had a jersey originally designed where the predominant color was the H-Town blue. It wasn't Cal. It wasn't Hannah. It wasn't Doug Vosick. Wasn't any designers hired by the Texans. It was the NFL that did that.
Okay.
So their original, one of their original jerseys, the predominant color was going to be H-Town blue.
Yeah.
And the NFL designed that. Then Amy Adams Strunk.
Stank. Amy Adams Stank. Whatever. I don't know who Amy Adams Strunk is. Amy Adams Stank.
Obviously got wind of this and threw a fit. So when I say like she is a petty, uncompromising conniver. She is obsessed with all things Houston, and I don't understand why. And the most amazing thing is, like, she made this her little battleground. Okay, you're not going to have this jersey. In fact, originally, when we heard Cal and Hannah talking about compromising and give and take, originally, she convinced the NFL, and I'm talking about Roger Goodell. I have sources on this that are very, very reliable. She convinced Roger Goodell, hell no, they're not even going to have that color as part of their uniform.
How does that make you feel? Do you think it's does it bother you, or do you feel like it's not, with how it is, do you like the layout?
See, this is where I think you and I are kind of disconnected on this point. To me, it's not about the color. About, oh, I want this color, and it should be the pronoun. I mean, I like it. There's no question about that. It's about another owner being so bitter and petty that she said, no, you can't. It's not the color itself. It's like she is obsessed with Houston. She's her daddy's daughter. And she, for some reason, just cannot get over this score she needs to settle with Houston. So let me just recap it. NFL designed the jerseys. H-Town Blue was one of the designs as the dominant color in the uniform. She comes in and says, no, 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 no. They can't even have that color. The NFL agreed with her at first. So as this process is going on, H-Town Blue wasn't even a part of the original designs that the uniform that the Texans were going to have. Then they went back to the league, and there was this compromise. Okay, you can use a little. Okay, you can use a little of that H-Town Blue for merchandising purposes and everything. And that's where the H came in on the alternate blue jersey, and that's where the inside the collar thing with the H-Town came in. So the compromise was it went from you can use that color to no, you can't use it at all to okay, maybe a little bit. And that has nothing to do with the color. It has to do with an owner in Tennessee that thinks that she, because she's still pissed off about Houston and how Houston treated her daddy, she wants to basically stick it to Houston.
Don't you think it's kind of a blessing though?
Ultimately, I like this.
Don't you think it's kind of a blessing to move on from the Love You Blue, from the Columbia Blue, regardless?
Well, she's not.
Well, but here's the other thing, though. We knew that they weren't going to be able to do this. Like, I know that.
But the league originally said you could.
I mean, but we knew
the league gave them
uniform. She wasn't going to let that happen. You heard McClain say it 100 times.
Well, McClain, I love McClain. He didn't know on this. I did,
but he was right.
No. I mean,
he said that Amy was never going to let it happen. That was his thing from the beginning.
No. He was protecting Amy. He said the NFL would
imagine
never,
that not going to happen.
Would never let it happen. You can say what you will about projection and colors and uniforms and all that. If you're listening to me, you're a loophole. You see this on YouTube or Twitch, or you see it retweeted when Sports Radio 610. Tweets these videos. You don't have to believe a lot, but believe this. I know what happened. All right? And Amy Adams Strunk was just being a petty little shrew, and that's that. It's not about the color. It's about another owner trying to dictate what the Houston franchise is doing with their uniforms. Period.
So how does that make you feel?
I think
she did us a favor.
No, ultimately she may have.
We've talked about blessings in disguise. We talked about Deshaun Watson demanding the trade. We talked about the Texans not being able to trade Deshaun Watson before 2021. We talked about Bryce Young. Like, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think the new look, the new era, the new time for football, I think as easy as it is to talk about the stanky one, Amy Adams stank, I think she did us a favor.
How we got here is what is the issue that I have. That we're here, I don't have an issue with. I like this uniform. I really do like the alternate blue. I think that should be it. I've said that a couple of times. What I don't like is, who the hell is she to dictate what this organization decides on its uniform? Is she? She's that petty? She's that vindictive? She's that angry that how daddy was treated by Houston? And here's the other part of this. She actually could have repaired a lot of that ill will. She could have said, you know what, it's our color, but that version is part of Houston. I don't have a problem with it. And then she could have repaired a lot of the angst and bad feelings.
Really?
Yeah. Instead.
Well, I'm glad they're still there.
Instead, she made it worse.
I'm glad they're still there. Yeah. And you heard what Hannah said. Hannah said in order for it to be a rivalry, they got to win.
Man, she hates the Titans.
They got to win, brother.
She hates the Titans.
They got to win, brother.
Yeah.
She hates my opinion on the home unis. I'm not a fan of the home unis, man. Heck.
Oh, man. 713-572-4610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm telling
are
you.
Are you upset? Let's get a boomer call out there.
Okay, let's not a boomer thing.
Figgy, let's call the boomers. The boomers.
Hit I don't it. Know. Boom, boom, I say boom, boom, boom.
Are y'all upset that the Titans colors are not more represented?
I
in
say
these
a
Texans
lot of
unions.
Things, and I think most of them you don't even really listen to, because I say it's not a boomer thing. It's a petty daddy's little girl trying to dictate what Houston is doing. That is sorry, and that sucks. And she's really just a petty little shrew for doing
so
that.
So are you more upset at her or more upset about it not being more
her
of the H-Town
her
blue
but aren't
colors?
You glad that she saved them from it?
No, well, like I mean we don't know what they would have looked like. They might have been fired,
but for me, if they would have brought out H-Town blue uniforms, it would have been cool to a certain point. But it also I also think that if you just look at it, like, imagine, hold up the jersey that you got on YouTube.
Badass.
It's a badass looking jersey in person. You got the Will Anderson. What would, like, what if that were blue, like, wouldn't you feel a little bit tacky?
I don't know.
I would have been a little worried that it would have looked too much like Oilers.
Well, that's easy to say now. What I'm saying is I don't know what it would have. We might have thought, holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, I just don't know. 713-572-4610. Do you think the stanky one, Amy Adams Stank, if the Texans were gonna make Love You Blue unis, do you think that the stanky one might have actually done the Texans a little bit of a favor? I think so. I like the new identity. I'm looking forward to this whole thing just kind of playing out on the field. Let's go to D5. D5, go ahead. Get into it.
Hey, man, just checking in with you guys. I think at the end of the day, the H-Town Blue is going to grow little by little because the NFL at the end of the day is going to overcome, because they're going to realize that We want to make money, and people want to buy this H-Town blue, and he's going to shut Amy Adams or whatever her name is up at some point. So right now we're getting a taste, but I have a feeling it's going to continuously grow. Thanks, guys.
Look, I think that's on the table. I think this could change over the course of time. People change which uniforms they wear at home all the time, and I think it might just take one off season of telling the owners we want to wear this or whatever, you know?
Brian, are you mad that there's not more H-Town blue in these Texans unis?
Yes and no. I'm mad from the fact that I actually like the uniform, man. It's nice, and I'm glad there's some form of it in. Initially, because, you know, I was brought up during that time doing the Love You Blue and all that, and I have a disdain for the Titans and our old jerseys and uniforms, and I was insulted when they wore them the way they did. But nevertheless, man, times change. I don't like them. I don't like they represent them, but I do like this change, man, and I like the fact that we at least do have some of that blue in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm good.
I think a little sprinkle is good. The little sprinkle is good.
I think you're right. Ultimately, not. I don't know. Maybe we would have been over the moon on the other uniforms that they originally tried. But either way, I think we landed in a good place, and I love this uniform. I've said it from day one, literally day one that I saw it. This is my favorite. All I'm saying is, it sucks that Amy Adams is dictating what this team is doing. Like, another owner should not be doing that. I not feel like she could do that. And damn near got away with it. That's my issue. It has nothing to do with color or boomers or anything else. It's another owner's trying to do this.
John, do you think there should have been, or do you wish there would have been more Columbia blue /H-Town blue in the unis?
Yeah, kind of, but I'm cool with the way they look. here's my problem with old Stanky Leg, is that since when does she own Columbia Blue? Did the Ravens have to ask the Vikings to use purple? No, she don't own a color. She should have nothing to do with that.
Yeah, Amy Adams stank. She's the worst owner in the league. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just be honest. She sucks. She fired the best coach in the division. Now, all of a sudden, they're just paying big free agents. They're trying to convince themselves that they like Will Levis. When they passed on Will Levis at 12, she has no identity. Her only mm-hmm. identity is stank.
Yeah.
That's all she has is stank. Amy Adams stank. She's stanky. Like, that's all she is. She's nothing else except... So... I mean, but at the end of the day, I think we should actually thank her. Much like maybe you want to thank Deshaun Watson, who might be stanky too, depending on who you ask. But for demanding a trade and us getting to this point, Amy Adams stinks. Like, yeah. But I am glad that they're. I think this era of Texans football, with a little sprinkle of the H-Town Blue, which you're seeing right now on YouTube, mm-hmm. I think that's fine. I don't think they have to take on the identity of the Oilers who left a long time ago. So I just think the little acknowledgement of it is cool.
No.
I think this is better than the alternative. I actually think there would be fans, unless fans are just going with what they get, I actually think there's a portion of fans that are happy that there's not H-Town Blue. Maybe that's just because the Texans right now could take a dump in
they
a
could
box
do anything.
And sell it to anyone because they're so hot right now.
Yeah.
But I actually think that there's a chance we look back and say, she did us a favor.
There is a chance of that. But I also feel like, would you want radio hosts from another station to tell you, no, you can't talk about this? No. That's my point. Like, another owner who should just be minding her own damn business saying, oh, no, you don't. And to the caller's point, like I said, I've got this from pretty good sources in the league. That was discussed. How can she own a color? She doesn't own a color. She doesn't own the name. This was a different name of a color. This was a color that belonged to Houston before the Oilers existed, et cetera. And so that was an argument. That was, and maybe that fed into some of the compromise of why they ultimately could use a little bit of it.
All right, there you go. That's John Lopez getting it off of his chest. Coming up next, the hits are lit. I have a challenge for John Lopez. Is he going to step up to the plate? Is he going to honor tradition? He wants to talk about tradition. I got a challenge for John Lopez, and I need him to honor this tradition coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.